Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, awesome. We're in downtown Detroit. Now, the other thing I need to mention is we are streaming video live all week long. So go to twitch.tv or youtube.com, search up 971 The Ticket. Bam, there we are. And we got a shot of the draft stage. We're kind of backstage behind it, but during commercial breaks, you'll see exactly where we are relative to the National Football League draft, which is in town, and like I said, broadcasting live all week long. All right, so Gator.
Doug.
I mentioned this. I'm driving down today, kind of sprung it on you and Kang, but it, you know, I was thinking about how last year, prior to the draft, the name Jahmyr Gibbs, we had mentioned it, but it really didn't come up all that much. And we talked about Bijan, a possibility. Of course, when a trade happens, everything sort of changes, you know? I mean, you're just – and it, once you make a trade, the dynamic completely shifts, and you might be looking at a completely different pool of players. But I started thinking today, who could be this year's Bijan Robinson? Jahmyr Gibbs, a player that – we're not talking about nearly enough, but you think about it and you go, you know, I could see that guy being the pick. And here's the name I've come up with. Amarius Mims, tackle from Georgia. Now, we know that Decker's contract is up, and we know that they, you know, have to start thinking about saving money down the road. Brad Holmes has mentioned it. We know that they go best player available. And there's a lot of mock drafts where he is still on the board when the Lions pick, or very close to them when the Lions pick. So we haven't talked about him much at all, but he's in that ballpark, and he might be the best player available when they're on the clock. What would you think if that was the pick?
I wouldn't have a problem with it, because I do think you have to address the offensive line in the draft. Mm-hmm. And I keep thinking about, you know, what's the longevity here for Taylor Decker in his career as a Lion, and is it going to be past this year, or are they going to extend him? And even if they extend him, you know, how much longer are they going to extend him? They need to prepare for this line changing over at some point soon, because they've got a couple of veterans here. So I don't hate it. You know, I was kind of thinking of sort of along those same lines.
Kang, what would you think if Amarius Mims was the pick?
I would understand it. And I just, the thing with Brad Holmes and Dan Campbell is there's an X factor with them. And it's not just BPA, right? I think it's do you want to play football? Do you love the game? And they're privy to something we aren't, which is the sit down interview and get to really know these guys. So from a position standpoint of view, like, you know, that makes sense. You know, you're always thinking long term as well, you know, short term. From a player point of view, I'm not sure, because I just don't know about a ton about him personally, like his work ethic and things like that. But I get what you're saying.
Yeah. If you had to pick a guy, Gator, who would you pick as a player we're not talking about, but could be this year's Jahmyr Gibbs when it's all said and done, the pick?
Well, somebody I haven't really seen mocked in the first round. So maybe this is more of a second round guy, but it's an offensive lineman because I do think they're going to go with corner in the first. But it's Penei Sewell's cousin, from BYU, the big tackle, Kingsley Suamataya.
Okay.
Big guy, 6'6", 324 pounds, but good stock if he's related to Penei Sewell.
Right.
So I've seen him mocked a lot in the second round. I don't know if I've ever seen him go in the first round, but that's a guy I think that would make some sense to me, too. I'm thinking tackle as well.
You know what's – I'm not sure that it really matters, but maybe it does. They love Penei Sewell. Penei Sewell is the cornerstone of the offensive line and a pick they made early and has worked out great, obviously checks all the boxes for them. Being in his family, I mean, I actually think there's a lot of irrelevant information that gets thrown out that's just information. That might be useful information.
Well, and it's also, you're talking about the end of the first round. Do you consider this? I mean, we know that Brad Holmes is going to do what Brad Holmes wants to do. He's not influenced by, you know, the media at all or anybody, the talking heads or whatever it is. I mean, he's very strong in his conviction of what he wants to do. And if there's a player that they interview, they bring in, they love. I don't know if they brought him in to talk to him, but they already have some intel on him. That's a name I could see. I have one other name.
All right, let's hear it.
And that was the big tackle, defensive tackle from Illinois, Newton.
Jerjon Newton. Yeah. Johnny Newton,
Johnny
as
Newton.
They call him. Yeah, look, he was a game wrecker, part of a very good defensive line at Illinois. And, yeah, we've kind of mentioned him a little bit. But Kang, you hit the nail on the head. I almost feel like if we were privy to all the interviews – and got to see these guys talk with teams. It wouldn't have to even be the Lions, but I guess it would be most helpful to hear their interviews with the Lions. You can almost sense that we'd be able to pick out a Brad Holmes, Dan Campbell kind of player.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
But this guy would be definitely the kind of player that would like. Kang, what would you think of Jerjon Newton or Suamataya if either of those were the picks?
I wouldn't be against it either. I mean, at this point, it sounds terrible and cliche because we all trust Brad Holmes so much, right?
Yep.
And so it's going to be really hard to question almost anybody that he takes in the first round. I could see it, Gator, and they have the team, although they're more filled out than they were a year ago, they still have these depth needs, and I could see those two players being a target as well.
Who would be your guy, Kang? The player that's not getting talked about enough but could be the pick at 29.
Okay, so I'm almost convinced that they're going to draft a wide receiver within the first three rounds. So to take this topic a bit further, I'm going to go with Xavier Leggett with the 29th pick overall. That's just not being talked about enough. That could be the guy. He's a big receiver. They got to replace Josh Reynolds. I think they're going to replace him with a big body receiver. He's 6'3", 227. There's a lot of guys in this type of range. I'm targeting Leggett here for a couple reasons. The fact that he can win contested balls. But the thing I spoke about earlier was, do they love football? Well, he had a pre-draft visit with the Lions. Now, I don't know how that visit went, but I know they're intrigued enough that they want to sit down and talk to this guy. So I'm thinking big receiver, 29. Don't be surprised if it's Leggett or one of these other guys like Mitchell or Jalen Polk. But remember, even if these guys are mocked maybe second round, if the Lions like them enough, they don't care what anyone else thinks. They follow their board.
So here's the thing about Xavier Leggett. He is my favorite wide receiver in the draft that the Lions might have access to. Okay? They're not going to have access to Marvin Harrison or Rome Odunze, most likely. I mean, they could get hyper-aggressive and move up. But out of the receivers that they either will have a shot at 29 or can make a minor move to move up and get, Xavier Leggett is that guy. You mentioned his size, his speed, and here's the other thing. He had the third highest RAS score of all of the players in the draft. And, you know, I kind of got all RAS crazy last year. And one of the players I loved for that, and that's the relative athletic score. When you take all of their athletic traits and measure them against everybody else, how athletic is this guy compared to others at his position. Jack Campbell was the most athletic linebacker last year and had kind of a historically high RAS score, and lo and behold, the Lions took him. It makes me wonder if this is one of the variables they look at, and Xavier Leggett at 6'2", 220, with a 4.39 40 and a high RAS score checks the boxes for that. Now, again, you said he was in on a top 30 visit. Is that correct?
They had a formal meeting with him at the combine.
Okay.
It was a pre-draft visit, they call it. Yeah.
The fact you don't have unlimited numbers of those, so the fact that they used one with Xavier Leggett.
Well, they also used one with Kingsley Suomatatala.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
And Jahzir Newton.
Johnny. Johnny Newton. He goes by Johnny. It's a lot easier to go with Johnny.
And who was your guy?
I went with Amarius Mims, tackle from Georgia.
I do not see Amarius Mims as one of them.
Interesting. 248-539-9797. All right, 1 year ago, we were in draft week. We barely mentioned. I'm not even sure we said the name Jahmyr Gibbs on the actual draft week. I know we talked about him a little bit moving up to the draft. Turns out he was the pick. I think most of us approve. This year, who's that guy?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.